One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Today on The Grave Talks, the spirits of the Moore Lindsay House, a conversation with Amy Pence. Tucked in the heart of Norman, Oklahoma, the Moore Lindsay House stands as a proud monument to Victorian beauty and possibly something a little more chilling. Built in 1899 by William and Agnes Moore, this ornate Queen Anne-style home has witnessed over a century of life, death, and transformation. But have all its residents truly left? Today, as the house operates as a museum, strange occurrences continue to spark one common question from visitors. Is the Moore Lindsay House haunted? Join us as we explore the eerie energy and untold stories still echoing through the halls of this historic and possibly haunted Oklahoma landmark. Today on The Grave Talks, a conversation about the Moore Lindsay House with museum manager Amy Pence. Thank you, Amy, for taking the time to talk to us today. You are the general manager or
museum manager.
Museum manager. That makes more sense. General manager sounds like you work at a restaurant or something. So here at the Moore Lindsay House, we are actually in Norman, Oklahoma today. This is really a beautiful house in an incredible shape. So built around 1900?
1899.
Okay.
We think they finished it up right in December, right before the turn of the century. So squeezed it in there.
Was this house always in this good of condition? Or was there a time, like a lot of old houses, it goes into disrepair, somebody comes along, like maybe the city, and they do some renovations, kind of put the life back in it? Did that happen here?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the house was lived in by the Moore and or Lindsay families until the early 1950s. And then it was sold after Mrs. Lindsay's death, and it was used sort of as a boarding house for a while, and then it was divided into apartments, and then it was condemned in the early 70s or late 60s, somewhere in there.
So after it was condemned, what happened? It sat here for quite a while empty, I'm going to guess?
I'm not exactly sure how long it was here empty, just because I don't know what year it was condemned. But in 1973, the city bought it, working in partnership with the County Historical Society to turn it into a museum. And it took almost 2 years of restorations before they could open it up, and we didn't open as a museum till 1975.
So when it was turned into apartments,
Did it look quite a bit different, you suppose? Did they have, because sometimes they go in and like do some renovations and put up walls and stuff. But sitting in here, we're in the parlor right now. It looks totally original.
I think most of what they've done that we can still see are things like the hole in the door there where they had put a deadbolt so that you could lock someone out of this room. Most of the doors now have deadbolts or the remainders of where there used to be a deadbolt. They put in some bathrooms because the house only has one, but those were taken back out during the renovations. Most of what they did, I think, was undone during the restoration. There are a few things here and there that remain.
But how long have you been the museum manager then?
I started in the fall of 2018.
How did you get involved? Do you love history? Was it kind of, were you drawn to the house? Are you from the area?
I've lived in Norman for 25 years now.
Okay.
And I did not know about this house until a couple of years before I started working here. One of my kids got invited by a friend to come to a summer camp here. And I thought, well, I've never been there. I've never even heard of it. I'll go and look at the museum while you're in the camp. And that way, if something goes wrong, I'm on site. I can
right.
take you home.
Right.
But, well, she fell in love, but so did I.
Oh.
And I just kept coming back. And they came to every camp they could find, both my kids, when the other one got old enough to come as well. And I was getting ready to start volunteering when I talked to the previous manager, and she told me she was moving to Texas.
And you're like, I know somebody who could do the job.
Yeah, and I was like, well, do you think? I don't have a museum or a history degree. I was I had been working in libraries. My degree is in education, but that didn't turn out to be a great fit for me in the schools. I wanted a little more freedom than I could get in a public school. So it turned out the combination of being able to teach and being able to manage a library collection, which is very similar to managing an archive.
True.
Combined, I think, with my love of the house was really what got the job for me. So
if you go back to 1899, who originally built the house?
I actually don't know who the builder was.
What family?
It was
actually
William and Agnes Moore had the house built. We have had no luck finding out anything about the builder or the architect, so that kind of is a little nagging annoyance for me. But
it's a mystery.
Yes, but it was built for William and Agnes Moore, who moved to Norman from St. Joseph, Missouri in about 1895.
And what did they do here? Or he, at the time, should say. What did he do here?
Well, Mr. Moore, whenever he had to list his occupation on something, he just referred to himself as a capitalist. Oh. So we're not entirely sure exactly what he did, but I know I've seen newspaper articles that he made farm loans, and he bought and sold property, and he would buy a section of farmland and pay someone to plant crops on it and harvest them and sell them and then sell the property when he was done with that.
So he's kind of a capitalist.
Yeah, he just had money and found ways to make it become more money.
And kind of a real estate developer too,
yes,
really.
Definitely there's a real estate element to where he made his money for sure.
But they didn't live here very long.
No, it was about 1907, 1908, somewhere around there, when the Moores sold the house to Mrs. Moore's niece and her family, and they moved to Oklahoma City. I've been told that at some point while they were in Oklahoma City, and I don't know when, they took the plans to this house and built a mirror image of it.
Are you kidding? There's one just like, well, it doesn't still stand.
No, it was torn down, I think, a few decades ago. The descendants all went. Apparently that one had more stained glass than this one because they all got to take a stained glass window from the house before it was destroyed, which I think is wonderful. But we only have two stained glass windows here, so that wouldn't have worked very well.
Yeah.
They must have put in more at the Oklahoma City house.
So the niece bought the house.
Yes.
And her and her husband, mm-hmm. they moved in.
Yes.
And lived here quite a while, right?
Yes. Mr. Lindsay passed, I believe, in the 1930s. I'm not good with remembering dates. And then Mrs. Lindsay owned the house all the way through her death in 1951. She did at one point sell the house, but within a year she bought it back.
That's really interesting to me.
It is. And I'm not sure the story. I just see the sales paperwork in the house documents. So I don't know what the story was there.
You kind of wonder, because a woman on her own in that time frame, not, you know, it wasn't like the 1800s, but early in the 1900s, mm-hmm. to, if her husband had passed, you know, maybe it was she didn't have the means and then came into the means and bought the house back.
That is possible. I don't know. I know they were fairly wealthy. They were upper middle class, not huge money. And Mrs. Lindsay did remarry at one point, but that did not last any longer than the sale of the house did either.
A year.
I think it was a little less than a year, maybe a little over a year, somewhere around there, that she found out that her second husband was having an affair with the housekeeper.
Oh, him.
And she sued him for divorce. She kept the house, and she changed her name back to Lindsay.
Good for her. So I found that really interesting that the house is the Moore Lindsay House, named after two families.
Yeah.
Because at first when I came across the house, I thought, it's unusual to have a hyphenated name back in those days, mm-hmm. not now. But now it makes sense. It's two totally different families then.
And there are some people who argue that the Lindsay House might be a more appropriate name because they were the ones who lived here the longest. But being that the Moores were the one who had it built, they were the ones who, I imagine, picked the elements, you know, the woodworking and the fireplaces, they would have picked all those things. So I think that keeping that in the name is good tribute to the work that they put into making this place exist. So
when I look around, and we haven't looked at the upstairs yet, but it looks like very period furniture, wallpaper. Is any of this original to either of the families?
There are a handful of pieces in the house that are original to the families that have come back over the years. The sofa that's sitting right behind me was Mrs. Lindsay's, and the matching chair over there.
It's a little much for my taste. But
they're not my favorite. They have these carved pieces at the shoulders, or about where your shoulder would sit, that looks
kind of,
we call them gargoyles, but they're really more human looking, but they're definitely not something I would be able to relax.
It's rather garish
if I were sitting with that sitting right at my shoulder.
Yeah. It's kind of like a human face with a very extended mouth and the tongue kind of sticking out. I'm not quite sure what I'm looking at.
Maybe it's a camel.
Yeah, I don't know what exactly it is.
I don't either.
But it is interesting. So, like, looking around here, you have a lot of, like, there's a black, it looks like a mourning, and as in MOURN, a mourning dress behind us. So you've brought items in, too, that seem to be from that period.
Yes. Most of what is furnishing the house are things that have been donated over the years. There are some things that the Historical Society has gone out and purchased and acquired, but the vast majority of it is donations from the community.
I wonder if some things came in with the items that were brought in.
I would not be a bit surprised.
Okay.
I do know that we have a group, well, we've had several paranormal investigation groups do investigations, but we have one that comes fairly regularly. They also claim to have psychic abilities on top of the sort of electronic equipment they have, but one of them absolutely refused to touch one of the dolls we have on display because she said she receives messages through touch, and she said, I don't want to know what it has to say.
Oh, that's interesting. So we're going to be seeing some dolls upstairs, I guess.
Absolutely.
Oh, yay.
Carol's favorite thing.
That's Harper in the background with me. She and I are taking the tour together today. Because sometimes I wonder, when you bring things like that in, you know, does it bring its own energy with it, its own attachment with it, and it kind of feeds off of the other things? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I definitely think so. Now, I'll say I didn't really believe in the supernatural until a few years after I'd been working.
That was going to be my next question.
Yes.
If you were someone who kind of had ever even considered anything like that.
So what I would have told you before I started working here was that my brain does not believe in any of it, and the shiver up my spine says maybe I do a little. But these days it's much more like, well, I don't know for sure, but if I were forced to say do I believe or not, then I would say yes.
Because you probably spend a lot of time in the house by yourself,
yes,
I would guess, right?
Absolutely.
I'm also going to guess times when you're like, what was that?
Well, old houses make a lot of
noises.
They
do, and
so
there's a lot of settling.
Lots of times that happens. There are times where then you can't find an answer to what that was that are a little less. There was one time I was leaving, and the door to the back staircase is right next to the back door out of the house. And so I was walking past it, and it slammed itself shut. It does not shut all the way unless you push it shut. It sticks. And it was just, it was pushed too, where it wasn't entirely latched, and you would have had to push it. And it, I was a good foot and a half away from it. As I walked by, it slammed shut, and I said, I was already on my way out the door. What more do you want from me?
And I think, too, when you spend a lot of time in, you know, whether it's your own home and you live in a historic home or an older home, you learn that the home's quirks. Yeah. So you know that door never shuts all the way unless you pull it shut. Or, you know, you just know the regular settling sounds. You know the door doesn't slam shut.
By the time that happened, I'd been working here for 4 or 5 years at least, and I had never seen that door move on its own. So it's a heavy door, and like I said, it sticks. So it was a surprise.
And even sometimes, you know, you could go, okay, there was a breeze going through the house, the front door was open, or someone came in, but there was none of that.
I had set the alarm already and was on my way out the door. All the exterior doors were closed because you can't set the alarm if they're not. None of the windows ever open, so it couldn't have been that. So, yeah, it was.
Now, do paranormal investigators come in here frequently or on occasion?
We usually, the group that comes regularly comes 3 or 4 times a year, thereabouts.
Because you would want to trust them. You have a lot of antiques and special items in the house.
Me or either our assistant manager or very occasionally a volunteer or a board member will come and stay for the entire investigation so that we're here. And they do it as a fundraiser for the museum. So they sell tickets, and then a portion of the ticket sales are donated back to the museum. So it's a great partnership, but it's also just a really fun event, and I'm glad I get to participate in them, you know.
Now, I was watching you. I saw a video of you online, and you said that the upstairs has a lot of, or has more activity.
Yes. We usually get a lot more when we do the investigations, the equipment, we get a lot more upstairs, and then the people who are sensitive. The master bedroom and the turret room are the main things. People will tell me all the time, what's above this? There's somebody up there.
Interesting. And you just brought up the turret, and I hadn't mentioned that. Kind of explain the architecture of the house, kind of what it looks like.
Gotcha. So the house is a Queen Anne-style house, although some people will tell you it's a Princess Anne, because it is not as grand as a full Queen Anne.
Oh,
it's sort of a
middle-class
version. I had never heard that till I started working here either. So not sure how widespread the term is as far as people using it, but it is kind of a scaled-down version of a Queen Anne. It's a little smaller. It's a little less grand. It has not as many colors in the paint as you'd expect from a full Queen Anne, but similar style. So it's an asymmetrical design. It has a round turret on one side, a wraparound porch, which is pretty typical of a Queen Anne or a Victorian style home. Lots of different peaks to the roof. It's a beautiful yellow color, so it's a really pretty house with gold and green accents.
And I gotta be honest, I think if I was just driving down the street, number one, I was like, this house doesn't belong on the street because it's a kind of, the houses around it are much newer. So I'm going to guess this house was kind of out a ways and had a big lot maybe.
Yes.
Or some land around it.
I'm not sure how big the original lot is, but I know the house next door was part of the original lot. That was where Daisy had her rose garden. And it's possible that the lot went further back towards the railroad tracks than it does now, but that we're not sure about. But yeah, this was, it wasn't farmland. It was close to town, but sort of on the outskirts of town. And it was a neighborhood, but really like 1 to 2 houses per block instead of everything right on top of each other and as many houses you can fit like we do now. So, well, very different than it is now, because over the decades after the house was built, many more houses did fill in. People who own the bigger property sold parts of it off, mm-hmm. you know, and things like that. So,
well, would you mind giving us a tour?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
So we're in the parlor, and I'm going to guess this is where they received all their guests.
Absolutely. This is our formal parlor. So this was the home or the room of the home that was for the guests. It would have been the most impressive room in the house. Along with the entry hall, which we kind of skipped over because there's not a lot to talk about in there. But it has
a grand staircase that we're going to go up in just a minute.
It's a beautiful curving staircase that wraps around the round edges of the turret in the inside. So,
and nice woodwork in here. And
almost all the woodworking in the house is original.
Oh,
It's been refinished probably multiple times over the years. We think it was originally darker than it is now. But
the pictures that we see, are any of these of the families who lived here?
Not the ones that are hanging on the walls. Most of those are just early Norman or Cleveland County residents. And unfortunately, a lot of them, the names have gotten lost over the years. A lot of times that's why they come to us, is because people will say, I know it's family. I know they were from Cleveland County. But the people who knew who was who have passed away, and since we don't know, we don't feel the need to keep it.
Yeah.
It's kind of what it is. So a lot of the things we have are a little bit more mysteries about who they are in the photos. But now the photos in the entry hall there are family. One with the horse and carriage shows both the Moores and the Lindsays and their daughter Agnes. And then the photo of the staircase shows Agnes on the stairs there.
And it's just in good shape, you know? The floors are in good shape.
It's been very well taken care of, especially since it became a museum. The City of Norman owns the building, and so they maintain it. And that is wonderful because the Historical Society does not have the funds to maintain a property this old.
It's
just an expensive undertaking, and the city sees the value in having a historical museum and preserving this section of Norman's history, this little glimpse into early Norman. So they take care of. Yeah. Last year we got a new paint job. The year before that we got a new roof, things like that.
Yeah.
So yes, they do a very good job taking care of us.
And there is a picture hanging behind you that I just find super creepy. It's a picture of a small child. Why do I find a small child creepy? I shouldn't.
I believe it's a drawing that was based on a photograph in our collection.
Yeah, maybe that's
But I don't know the story. I've just seen the photograph.
Yeah. Cute
and
kid.
I don't know who it is, but you're right. There's something
a little
about
creepy.
The,
do you think it's creepy?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
pretty
a creepy.
Creepy.
The photograph is not as bad. It's something about the drawing version mm-hmm. of it that, I don't know, maybe they tweaked something just enough that you're
It's
like,
one of those pictures where no matter where you go in the room, you're going to think that kid is watching you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. It's like now I'm way over here. It's still watching me.
His stare is kind of blank, too. Like, what's going on behind his
yeah.
eyes? I have
yeah.
never noticed just how
it's a little
unsettling
creepy.
It is. Yeah.
Sorry to make you have to deal with that, Amy.
That's all right. All right, so we have moved back into the back parlor while we were talking. So this room was more like a family room. They wouldn't have used the front parlor unless there were guests here
yeah.
because they wanted to keep it pristine. So this was more of a casual space for them. Later on, this room was used as other things. And the one I know for sure is that it was Daisy's bedroom. My favorite thing in the house is over or in this room, if you want to see, over here in the window frame. These are the height markings of Daisy's great-grandchildren.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
There's it's more up here, too, including that one, I believe, is the second husband, Luke.
Oh, look at that. Even the husbands got measured. The one on the very top, that was a tall person.
So the one on the very top is actually fake.
Okay.
That is Abner Norman, is who Norman was named after. As far as historians know, it's incredibly likely that he was never in Norman.
Oh.
He worked for the railroad company, and his crew came through as part of the surveying team to lay the railroad tracks, and they carved Norman's camp into a tree where they stayed. And that tree was near a spring, so lots of people who came through the area camped there, and the Norman part stuck as a way that people could say, hey, go camp there where there's water. So someone at some point decided it might be fun to put that in there. But I think the rest of them are all probably legitimate, although I can't guarantee they're all related to the family. It may have been renters, boarding house.
True.
You know, they may have added to it as well. And it gets to where they're really crowded and I can't read the dates anymore and things like that. So it's hard to tell.
Is this the original bathroom then?
It is not. The original bathroom was an outhouse.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes. So I'm not sure exactly where on the property it would have been. And of course, it probably moved around at least a little. But we think they put in this indoor bathroom as early as 1908. That was when indoor plumbing became available in Norman. And they would have been one of the first to take advantage of that. So.
Yeah, because it doesn't look like it was originally part of the house.
Right. The closet off of the informal parlor here, we think, was the butler's pantry.
Oh.
And that would have needed to connect somehow to the kitchen and the dining room. So I'm wondering if the connection was through here instead of this being a separate little room.
That makes sense.
That was just sort of the hall connection through the butler's pantry.
And then the kitchen in here.
Yes. And we just passed the door to the cellar, but we won't go down there. It was mostly filled in when they replaced the foundation of the house a couple decades ago. So there's very little cellar.
I'm so okay not going into a cellar.
Yeah. And honestly, our paranormals who are sensitive, they say there's nothing in the basement.
Okay.
So I think it's just nothing but water and spiders.
Now, was the kitchen originally part of the house, or was it outside or downstairs at one point?
We think this was always the kitchen here, and now this room back off the kitchen, we think, was a covered patio, but open walls, and it was their summer kitchen. It's
that
my
makes
office
sense.
Now.
Yeah.
We think they may have walled it in as early as the 1920s. I know at one point Daisy rented out a room to one of the sailors from the Navy base that was in town. Did you know Norman had a Navy? Norman had two Navy bases.
No idea.
Yes, for the Naval Flight Program.
I was going to say,
yes,
because that's exactly where the Navy
right.
would be, right here in the middle of the U.S.
They actually published a little brochure about it that says, it says on the cover, on the beach in Oklahoma, and it's a picture of a sailor in a rowboat in the middle of a field of grass. And it's hilarious. I love it. But yeah, she rented out a room to one of the sailors, so we think it was probably that room that it had been walled
that
in
makes
by
sense.
Them. And
that makes sense.
Yeah, because it's separate from the rest of the living area of the house, and of course the kitchen was more of a working area, so it was mostly just for the servants, although Daisy loved to cook, so the kitchen was really her domain. She didn't let her maids cook for her.
That's interesting.
She thought that they couldn't do it as well as she could. So she did all the cooking. They could do things like prep work, chopping and mixing and all of that. But the cooking itself, that was her domain. She was a strong-willed woman from what I have
Good
heard.
For her.
She was very formidable. You didn't
what
argue
is
with
this
Daisy.
Door to?
This is the door to the service stairs. From the kitchen to the upstairs hallway, and right at the top of the stairs is the maid's bedroom, so that she could go up and down and not
she
have
had
to
a nice steep
use
set
the
of stairs.
Of the
take
oh, they're
a peek
so
up
steep.
There.
We've got that nice haunted house creak to them too. This is the door that slammed shut on me. It was it used to have a latch there, and it was like that, and then the latch was out, and you had to really push it to get the latch to go in and close, and it. Did that as I walked past and I that close to out the door and I was like, I'm going. That's my answer usually to having something creepy happen here is, okay, I'm going home.
Done for the day. Leave me alone, please.
If I can't do that, it'll be like, I'm going to my office and pretending that didn't happen.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation about the Moore Lindsay House with museum manager Amy Pence. For more information, follow them on Facebook or visit their website at normanmuseum.org. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.